How's post cross-country skiing life treating you these days?
I'm really loving being retired from cross-country skiing and doing MBA school. I'm on a little break right now, but that was a big change from exercising for a living to studying. Was a huge transition, but I got through it and now I know what to do.
Something else you've been involved with for a number of years, Fast and Female. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about today. How is Fast and Female going?
Fast and Female is going amazingly well. We're actually going to be celebrating our 10th birthday in November.
Awesome.
10 years of constant demand for more events. We might have an event in kayaking in Nova Scotia one weekend and alpine skiing in Colorado the next. So we're all over North America and we're really exploding because of people constantly emailing us saying we want Fast and Female in our community, in our sport.
For those who aren't familiar with Fast and Female, what's sort of the general mandate and the idea behind it?
This organization that I started in 2005, our whole mission is empowerment through sport for girls. Girls quit sports at twice the rate of boys. Then they miss out on all the benefits, all the ability to bounce back from setbacks, confidence, teamwork, all the great stuff we get out of sport, and they're quitting because of lack of social belonging. So we do these events, small, medium, and big events all over North America, keep the girls fired up, having fun, keep them active.
You guys have a big fundraising and fun event coming up here on Wednesday up at the Nordic Center. What's going on?
Well, when there's a cool event in town, like the 24 Hours of Adrenaline, we like to be part of it. Same thing, you know, Rocky Mountain Soap Run. When there's something amazing happening in town, which is almost all the time, Fast and Female is there. And we're having a Bella's Bikes barbecue event Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. And if people can't get there at 5, come before 5:30 and bring your bike. It's for the ladies and we'll be doing a little bike ride and barbecue.
So this is for the 16 plus crowd, I understand?
That's right. This is a bit of a fundraiser for us, but just a nice event to get together, maybe learn a bit more about the organization. Parents, all kinds of community people can come out. This might be someone's cause. You know, if you're looking for something to get involved in, this is a really fun one. And like people sometimes say to me, I would give anything to give my daughter more confidence. And we can help you to do some stuff around that, some events.
How can people register for the barbecue and where can people go to find out more information?
Fastandfemale.com. That's our website. We'll get you set up with registration is on there. Or you can just show up at the Nordic Center. If you come up to the Nordic Center Day Lodge between 5 and 5:30 Wednesday with your bike and ready to have some fun, we'll get you registered there.
I understand you encourage people to have their own events and let Fast and Female know and get them involved.
Yeah, to ultimately accomplish the mission of being in every sport and every family so that girls everywhere will have some experience of Fast and Female, confidence, empowerment, feeling amazing and active in their bodies. We need to give this organization to the people in some way, right? People need to do it themselves. So we have these amazing little events called a Power Hour presented by Buff, those really fun neck warmers that you see. You can wear them a bunch of different ways. We've got this purple zebra print one.
You've got one on your wrist right now.
I'm wearing one right now. But we can do a little event, whether it's your daughter's swim club, gymnastics club, any kind of get together, we can build a small event within your club, and that's the Buff Power Hour. Really easy to organize and really means a lot to the girls.
Fastandfemale.com is all the details on that, as well as the upcoming Bella's Bikes and Barbecue at the Canmore Nordic Center on Wednesday evening. Chandra Crawford, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me. I'll see everybody Wednesday.